In this era of global trade, pairing buyers with sellers who are often on different continents can be a difficult task. In Bangalore, India, hundreds of computer and software firms have sprouted up in response to demand in the U.S. and Europe. Connecting with potential buyers is still hit and miss. A Washington-based company is trying to make those connections easier through the World Wide Web. NPR Snigdha Prakash reports.
They call it a virtual trade mission. Some 25 software-related companies in India and a similar number in the U.S. are visiting each other via the internet. They're looking for business. Elizabeth Vasquez is president of Trade Builders in Washington. Trade Builders screened the companies and set up a site that allows them to talk to one another for a month. Vasquez says each company posts information on its background and what it's looking for.
Are you looking to sell? Are you looking to buy? Do you want a joint venture partner?
Praveen Pavadshetar has been logging on for the past few weeks. He's a business analyst at Shirvante Technologies in Bangalore, India.
Since we are an India-based company, we don't have any offices outside India. Our main mission was to have an office maybe in the United States of America. We felt that this was a wonderful opportunity for us to find out more about the U.S., find out people who can help us set up an office, or find us partners who can initially do some sort of joint ventures out there.
Pavadshetar said he's met American lawyers and marketing experts online. They may be able to help his company, but he's waiting for the U.S. economy to improve before signing any deals. R. Bhaskar is vice president of business development and customer relations at Raffles Software, also in Bangalore. He's looking for customers.
So far, we have not identified any potential customer that we can work with. Maybe the kind of companies that are participating right now, are not, having the kind of requirements that we may be able to service.
Bhaskar says at another time, when a different cross-section of American companies participates, maybe he'll find customers for his company. Elizabeth Vasquez of Trade Builders says the timing of the virtual trade mission could be better.
Unfortunately, with the way the economy has turned very recently, we have found that the companies that would normally have jumped on the opportunity to outsource to India, right in this exact moment, are hesitant to spend new money on software outsourcing.
But Vasquez says the contacts both sides make now will be useful when the economy picks up again. Ken Weiss is president of Plans and Solutions, a business consulting firm in Gaithersburg, Maryland. He's part of the virtual trade mission. He says many foreign companies look for American customers before they've analyzed the American market.
They tend to have several different products or services that they're offering, and they tend to look at the U.S. market as a big, huge market. They don't really identify which products or services they think would have the best chance in this market, and a lot of them don't really identify what kinds of companies they want to go after.
Weiss is hoping to help a couple of the Indian companies crack the market here. Meanwhile, in Bangalore, India, Praveen Pavadshetar says the virtual trade mission has had an interesting byproduct. The Indian companies are talking to each other.
Yeah, that is a funny outcome, actually. We never expected that. We expected to talk to American companies. But what has happened is I have started talking to three of the Indian companies out here, and there is a lot of resources which we have in common and which we can help each other, complement each other.
Pavadshetar's company will join another Indian company to bid on an American contract this week. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.